Dodge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, crews continue to search for 20 still missing after Friday's catastrophic flooding. At least 104 are dead across five counties. Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker is with the Texas Game Wardens and says crews are working grid by grid, canvassing the destruction along the Guadalupe River.
We've searched 26 river miles since the tragic event has started. We've had approximately 444 rescues. 30 recoveries.
Officials say the last rescue of someone alive occurred on July 4th. At a cabinet meeting today, President Trump says he'll visit Texas on Friday to get a firsthand view of the destruction. The White House says the president will meet with Israel's prime minister again tonight, with the president pushing to finalize a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. Sean Diddy Combs expected to participate in a remote post-conviction hearing today, along with his attorneys and federal prosecutors. His attorneys pushing for an expedited sentencing date. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court delivered a decision on Tuesday that will allow the state to implement a ban on conversion therapy. In the 4-3 decision, the state's highest court ruled that an attempt by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for the Review of Administrative Rules to reject a state agency rule banning the practice was unconstitutional. Governor Evers brought the lawsuit, arguing the committee has been essentially exercising an unconstitutional legislative veto. The state Supreme Court agreed that the committee was overreaching its authority. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian long-horned beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has spread to neighboring Midwest states like Ohio. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes. Northwood Technical College has announced the official relocation of its Ladysmith Outreach Center to the recently renovated Ladysmith Rec Center. Organization officials say the relocation is part of an effort by the city to convert the former Ladysmith Elementary School into a multi-use community space. They also say their new location will improve access to adult education, workforce training, and testing services for residents in a more community-focused location. The new location will be renamed to the Northwood Tech Ladysmith Workforce Accelerator. After months of consideration, the city of Rice Lake will not end up purchasing the National Guard Armory building. In a press release, World Harvest Church announced they had purchased the site from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs and plan to convert it into a new church. The Department of Military Affairs had given both the city of Rice Lake and Barron County the right of first refusal for purchasing the property. County officials never expressed interest in the purchase, but the city of Rice Lake made two offers during negotiations with the agency. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers clobbered the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddie Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddie was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball. And he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll have our climate check with Melissa Baldoff, and we'll check in with Earl Ingram, Melissa Kay, and James Kelly, all from Civic Media.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm going to go straight to your calls in just a moment. I want to say thank you to everybody who has been participating in the discussion today. A lot of the focus has been around how we think about the natural environment. It has been a set of issues, because it's more than one issue. But climate change, how we deal with water policy, how we treat pollution, it is the kind of thing that gets drowned out by a lot of the discussion. We can't let it be fully drowned out. We can't just let the news, the stuff that is new, drive out and keep us distracted from the olds and the lastings and the importance and all the stuff that remains critical for human survival. So we want to make sure we have a little bit of attention on that stuff here, maybe a lot of attention on that stuff here, so there can be a little bit of attention in the overall zeitgeist and the overall attention. So everybody, appreciate everybody who's been calling in about that. How do we do that in a way that, yes, does build political power, does build power for the public interest, and that can find new allies? It doesn't merely limit itself. And I do believe that water policy is one of those places that Democrats can win on and that Republicans should agree with, because when they disagree, it's because they're only protecting the people who are trying to take water for their own interest and trying to be water hogs. And if we work on sustainable and lasting and smart water policy for irrigated agriculture and for residential use and for future generations, that's the kind of thing that's solving a genuine problem. And I appreciate the focus on that issue. It can seem like a picayune one. It can seem like a smaller one. Let me tell you, it is tied for the biggest. Doesn't get, it's not tied for the top 10 most attention, but it is tied for the biggest in terms of what's important for humanity. And what I hope we can do is build a political movement that is not only rooted in how it can beat the other side, but rooted in why it deserves to. That doesn't mean just taking the moral high ground at the expense of winning. It means winning for a purpose, and in fact, using purpose as a tool for winning, as fuel for attracting people to that movement, and in fact, building power, power that is worth supporting and worth all of our energy. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Jim from Vancouver, Washington. You are on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson. I don't mind being on hold when I get to listen to your dad. He's great.
Yeah, I like him too.
Have you ever done a Democracy Nerd podcast with him?
You know what? I never did. I don't think I ever did. Maybe I have to look back. That's really dumb. I should look and I should ask him. Yeah, the guy who was my producer on Democracy Nerd was also the producer back on News with My Dad. So I could ask Kyle, but I could also just look back at the website. The short version is I don't remember, but I love Dad too.
Huh. I didn't see it. Hey, anyway, I wondered if you knew the story about Charles Dickens' visit to the United States in the 1840s.
Say more.
Well, he was he idolized the United States Constitution and all it stood for, and he came over for a visit.
Yeah.
And he was a media rock star.
Yeah.
Followed around by crowds and
yeah.
And harassed, and he was horrified by American manners, like tobacco spitting and using their fingers in the butter dish. But mostly was horrified by slavery.
Yeah.
So he went back to England and wrote a Notes from America book. And he got in trouble for the American press.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote a book called Martin Chuzzlewit about greed.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the chapters, I'd like to read a paragraph where the hero had come over for a visit and interacted with a bunch of Americans. And
yeah.
Wrote this little end of the section, and it was a conversation between him and his friend, and it goes, "Well, I was a thinking, sir," returned Mark, "that if I was a painter, and I was called upon to paint the American Eagle, how should I do it? Well, I guess I'd just paint it as like an eagle as I could, I suppose." And then Noah said, "Mark, that wouldn't do for me, sir. I would draw it like a bat for its short-sightedness, like a rooster for its bragging, like a magpie for its hypocrisy, like a peacock for its vanity, and like its ostrich for putting its head in the mud and thinking nobody sees it." And then Noah says, "Martin, I'd paint it like a phoenix for its power of springing from the ashes of its faults and vices and soaring up anew into the sky." Well, let's hope so.
Let's hope so. American story is a redemption story. Jim, thank you so much. Love the paragraph. Yeah. Feel free to send it in so Sue can get it in the stack.
Oh, yeah. How would I send it in?
Stay on the line. Our call taker can give you the info. I should know it off the top of my head, but I don't. But they'll know it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Rob, and I'll say when he was mentioning Democracy Nerd, that was a podcast I did. We did 100 episodes. They were long form interviews with democracy experts and authors. They're still available if you want to check it out. Maybe more urgently, if you want to see a picture of my dog, I just posted one on Blue Sky. I'm Jefferson Smith of Blue Sky. So George Bailey is right here sitting next to me. He's asleep, just oblivious. His hearing isn't as good. He used to look at me every time I said his name. Now he just stays sleeping because he's 13 years old and getting kind of deaf. But anyway, that's George. Robin from Kingston, you're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Thanks for taking the call. This is a kind of a call back to something that you had started the day with, which is your conclusion, which matches mine, that democracy is an issue that we can win on.
Yep.
And I will just frame my statement is that this is a subject that we can discuss openly and thoughtfully and caringly with the middle group of swing voters.
Yep.
They will care. They will care. The right wing will say, yeah, democracy, as long as it's my way and we win. So, which is obviously not democracy. So anyways, I wanted to just tie that in, and I wanted to let people know. Now, I've been in the streets for over 15 years, and I perform civil information and do some type of public information activism every single day. And I have a great body of T-shirts. And what I'm going to recommend is you should not do these type of things in red districts. Don't fight the tide. You know, don't put the bumper stickers on or the signs in your yard if you are in a red district and you get hassled. Save your energy, direct it elsewhere. So anyways, this comes right from the street, and I have probably 25 or 30 different T-shirts with a variety of progressive messages on, which I suspect you would say, yep, you agree, yep, I agree. Anyways, the most responses that I have ever gotten in my 15 years is on a T-shirt that I now wear, which is "Democracy is not for sale."
Love it.
It is stunning. It is stunning, the uptick. It's 10 to 1 over every other thing. And I have a lot of positive T-shirts and whatever. So if you are out there, you want to be involved in public activism, you want to put on create a T-shirt, yeah, it'll cost you some bucks. Just remember, there are two sides to a T-shirt. And I have found that I get probably more responses from the back the message on the back of the T-shirt than the front, because the front of the T-shirt usually requires or ends up with an uncomfortable eye contact. Mm. From the back, people just don't have that. They can read it without having anybody noticing they're reading it. So
these are some practical tips. These are practical tips.
That helps.
No, I like it, and I love the democracy is not for sale message and the idea of putting the response, the sort of longer thing on the back of the T-shirt. I even think that's a good allegory with our communications, that if we are up front, if our very first
thing... I do have more to say.
We're going to break. Say it quick.
How about after break?
You negotiate a hard bargain. What I'll say about this is my favorite move for rural areas is two stickers on your truck or car. Democracy, just democracy, and an American flag. Democracy and an American flag. It works well.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, and I do encourage people to activate throughout the country, even in red areas, even though I understand more of the folks need to go in the middle. But show your strength.
You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone. We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The Buzz of the North.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Front seat, just this one time. Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body and you know you're getting sick. Your choices? Tough it out, get sick, take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours in urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your emergency medical kit like ours. Just match your symptoms to what the doctor has to say about it. And the doctor's recommended prescriptions, start on the right medications and nip it in the bud now. It is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off urgentcare.com/Tom. Again, go to urgentcare.com/Tom. Use promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And we're back. Let's go to David from North Miami Beach, Florida. David, you're there. And I know North Miami Beach is in a very different place. We've discussed it before. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear your voice again, sir. Even if we had some violence here recently. Tom made the mistake of saying the words media specialist and summoned me like I was the Candyman. But I want to remind you, I know you don't want to look back, but there's a reason there's a science fiction book called Looking Backwards, Imagining the Present. About 1880, there was a Johnstown flood, I want to say Pennsylvania, where an area for yachts was built, but badly, so it flooded and destroyed the town beneath. Again, completely predictable. But they decided, instead of paying with actual money and time and thought, to gamble with the lives of their lessers, as they thought. And sometimes even the news on who's responsible can flip around. About the time Lafayette returned to visit Jefferson in 1824, there was the Ursuline Convent fire that at first, oh, how terrible, this school convent has been burned down. But then it turned around. Why do we have these Catholics? I think they were still Italians back then in the Boston area. And so, unfortunately, the obvious victims then become, you know, their own personal responsibility. And I say this as the expert on the zeroist law of robotics to protect humanity.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you understand my concerns?
I hear it loud and clear, David, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Cheryl from Snohomish, Washington. Cheryl, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, I just wanted to reinforce how you demonstrated, modeled how to speak with conservatives. You started off with just the basic negotiation of finding common ground and then planting seeds of things you knew they would have opposite opinion, but you just wanted a yes or no.
Yeah.
just start them thinking about it. Yeah. Bravo.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think you're kind of softball question, but I wanted to just have you think about a few more. Like, what do you think about deporting legal immigrants? You know, just a simple yes or no.
That's a good one.
What do you think about women having the right to control their own body? When he said he thought the federal republic was great and states should have more rights, ask, should blue states subsidize red states?
I'm writing these down.
And do they think oil companies should be subsidized? What about Citizens United? Do they support it? Do they think big money should be out of politics? So it's finding those common areas, and you did that really well, but also just planting the seeds of, you know, different things that they may not think about, because we all get stuck in our own zone sometimes.
I appreciate it, Sharon, and I loved those questions.
So that was all I had to say, and keep up the good work, and I hope more conservatives call in, so we can. We have to have discussions with them. Anyway, and my last thing is, why haven't the Dems moved on shadow government? And then I'm off the air. Thank you so much. I really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, Cheryl, thank you so much. So nice to have your kind call. Let's go to Kitty from Delray Beach, Florida. Go ahead, Kitty.
Hi. I have friends all over the spectrum. I don't care. I will be friends with the staunchest Republican or the farthest liberal you can, because I won't let people's politics get in the way of my friendships, because in my own family, I have Republicans and Democrats. So having said that, I talk to a lot of Republicans all the time, and I always try to find the things we agree upon. And when I was listening to you, your tactic kind of reminds me a little bit. It's not that I even have a tactic, but you remind me a little bit of myself when I speak. There's one thing I wanted to say, though, about the topic of water, global warming, and all of that. I think that the topic of global warming has been politicized. But if you talk about pollution, a lot of people will agree with you. They don't want to pollute the water. They don't want to pollute the soil. They don't want to pollute the air. And global warming is a byproduct. So if you ask any Republican, do you think our water should be clean? Yeah. You think our air should be smogged up? No. Like, they all agree on those things. Leave the political hot buttons away on the side.
Helpful line, Kitty.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I appreciate that, Kitty. Using words that persuade, if that's what you're trying to do, can be very helpful. We'll be right back.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code Tom. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability.
Maggie Dawn.
Lindsay Owens joins me at 5 o'clock to talk about the impacts of the big, brutal bill on your pocketbook, as well as Donald Trump's renewed train war. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that the criminal case against a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man who was in the country illegally evade arrest by immigration authorities in her courthouse should go forward. Judge Hannah Dugan entered a not guilty plea to and filed a motion to dismiss the charges in May, arguing that she was acting in her official capacity as a judge and is therefore immune to prosecution. The magistrate judge's recommendation said that immunity only covers monetary damage in civil lawsuits, not criminal charges. A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The bill was approved by the state Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the state assembly in June. Lane closures have started on the Blatnik Bridge as the start of the full reconstruction project approaches. Minnesota Department of Transportation crews will be conducting routine inspections on the bridge over the next 3 weeks. Due to those inspections, the bridge will see right lane closures from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. through Thursday this week. When work begins on the Superior bound side of the bridge, drivers will see a 10-foot width restriction and a 45-mile-per-hour speed limit. Transportation officials are warning drivers to expect increased traffic delays. One person was killed in a multi-vehicle collision near the village of Luck this weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred just after 1 p.m. on Sunday at the intersection of State Highway 35 and 240th Avenue. Their investigation found the driver of a pickup truck heading north on the highway slowed down to turn onto 240th Avenue before being rear-ended and pushed into the southbound lane, where it was struck by an oncoming vehicle. The driver received emergency medical care but died at the scene. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women continue having problems accessing their health care. We're going to talk about that with Megan Kling. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town with his Mando voice, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, hence the Mando. Clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide of your first Mando purchase with code TOM and shop Mando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at ShopMando.com. That's ShopMando.com. I don't know why Mando talks like that. All right, I wanted to get back to... I wanted to say something that I want to cover tomorrow and Thursday. All right, so back in the day... A guy who's a friend of mine wrote a book, bestseller, 50 Simple Things You Could Do to Save the Earth. And it was a bestseller. It ended up on morning shows and 50 Simple Things to Save the Earth. Sold a bunch of copies. He then did a thing that was 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. And I urged him, and I've been a couple chapters of that. And then the chapter's like a page or two, right? Not like pages and pages. And I kind of wanted to be 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Save Democracy, because I thought that would be a better chance to get back invited on Good Morning America, etc. If you say fight the right, they would think they need to scare away. They need to be scared away. But that book came out. I just traded messages because it seems like it's time to do another 50 Simple Things book. And the format is easy. It's said in the title, 50 Simple Things. What is a thing a person can do to help save democracy? And I'd be interested in yours. I'll open the show with that tomorrow, but I want you thinking about it a little bit to share those. I got callers right now on the topics today, which include climate change, include the floods, include democracy itself, which is a good teaser for tomorrow and Thursday, and have been the news stories on Tuesday, Newsday, but I wanted to put a plug in for that. Also got in on, I'll post it on Blue Sky, the 11 states that now have people over the age of 65 outnumbering the people who's under age 18. I think those were the number lines. I did them based on politics. So the firm blue states were Vermont, Oregon, Hawaii, Rhode Island, and Delaware. The less blue but didn't vote for Trump, New Hampshire and Maine. Red states, Florida, Montana, West Virginia. Swing state voted for Trump, Pennsylvania. Those are the 11 states. It appears to me most of those states, at least, are places where you'd want to move to when you get a little older. So that's one thing that it occurs to me. Let's go back right now with your calls. Paul from Woodinville, Washington, on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on some of your questions that you had for the, I guess he was a Trump supporter at the top of last. Okay, so he says he doesn't mind. I guess it's just the way it has to be that Medicaid has to be cut. Yeah. Okay, I would ask him, do you mind if it's just the way it has to be that your health insurance premiums have to go up? Because that's what's going to happen if we lose, say, 15% of rural hospitals, and all of those uncovered people are driven towards the urban hospitals. The urban hospitals, it's all going to be the same. People are still going to get treated, just the hospitals are not going to get paid. So how are they going to make up that money? They're going to pass it along to the people who are insured. That's what we had before the Affordable Care Act. So if he doesn't mind It just has to be, if we cut people on Medicaid, that your insurance premiums have to go up because of all the pressure that goes on to the urban hospitals. That's cool. Fine. Okay, if he's okay with that. Second thing he said was the climate's always been changing, and he doesn't think that that human beings can do enough to change the climate. I would say that in order to make that statement, you'd have to know what is the threshold of change. How much he must know what number that is. Okay, we can't approach this number, because if I say that I can't change something by doing this, I must know what the threshold is that will cause the change that I'm saying won't happen, right?
Yep.
And then the third thing is, and by the way, things like your blood pressure, they're changing all the time too. Is it a good idea that you do things that make your blood pressure run in the very high range most of the time? No, it's not. But those are things that you can do. And the last thing, because of a Federalist Republic, the most important thing was states' rights. Well, then he must be absolutely furious that Donald Trump has sent federal troops to California without the permission of the governor of California, which is a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. So those are the things I'd ask him.
No, the states' rights thing is interesting, and I think it is an angle. That states' rights was an argument that was particularly popular when the right-wing movement wanted to protect slavery and wanted to protect Jim Crow. Now that they're more in control of the federal government, they don't, not the message on states' rights hasn't gone out quite as vigorously. But, Paul, thank you so much for your thoughts.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Let's go to George from Cripple Creek, Virginia, win the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, I was wondering if you already hear this. President Trump has supposedly agreed to sell Ukraine 10 Patriot anti-missile ballistic systems, right, which would be significant. And I think each battery contains 8 missiles, so that would be 80 of them. And, supposedly going to set up joint production of Patriots in Ukraine, but that would take years. So if he goes through with the sale, that would be a significant increase in Ukraine's anti-ballistic missile defense systems. And we gave the reason for cutting off Patriots to Ukraine, since we had supplied so many to Israel during the war with Iran, and that led to a shortage. And he wanted to keep in reserve in case we get into a tussle with China over Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. George, did I lose you?
No. Another thing is, did you see the Netherlands has agreed to forward base some of their F-35 stealth fighters to Poland to provide forward air defense instead of, if Putin wins in Ukraine and decides to threaten NATO?
Yeah, my, you cut out for a second. The thing I will say, I'll respond to the Ukraine piece. My concern, particularly, was the big horrific bill cutting funding for Ukraine. I'm trying to look up the number, but appreciate your info on the Patriot missiles. Any final point you wanted to make?
Yeah, I enjoy listening to your dad. What is he, 90 years old? And
just turned 90.
Sharp as a tack?
Yes.
I'm 77. I hope if I reach his age, I'm as sharp as he is.
I hope I'm as sharp as he is when I'm 77. George, thank you so much. You be well.
Thank you. Keep it up, Jeff. Right, bye.
Take care. Let's go to another Paul, this one from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. I wanted to talk about the activity that we all, I think, want to be involved with, and that's to take power.
Yeah.
The anxiety, the fear, the disgust, the moral outrage, it all has to have a point, and that point is to take power. Pie in the sky, that's from an old Joe Hill song. He was an organizer for the International Workers of the World, and he says, you don't need pie in the sky. You need to have your bellies filled now. We don't need democracy in the sky either. We need democracy in the institutions, in the communities that we live in. If you're locally in a rural county, or you're in a neighborhood in a city, what power can you take? Can you be the guy who stands at the polling place and you're watching the elections, okay? You're watching how it goes on, are you the guy who can run for the school district board? Well, maybe you can. Maybe you're like me. You're old, you're tired, you're worn out. But you know what? You can platoon with a slate of people who are running, and you can go to them and say, I want to work on your campaign as far as I can. You need to take power. You need to look at the institutions that have the power, that make the decisions over people's lives, and you need to take them over. Your next-door neighbor, he could have a four-story tall flagpole with a Trump flag on it. Who cares? You know, doesn't mean anything. But if that guy and five or six of his buddies are all on the school board and they're running the school district into the ground, that's power. So what every activity that you're involved with, you need to ask a question. Am I taking power or not? Now, some people, like I said, you could be old, you could be sick, you could be broke, but that's fine. You know, everybody can't become, you know, Mahatma Gandhi or, you know, Harriet Tubman. But look around. Where is the power? How can you take it? What can you do? We don't need democracy in the sky like we don't need pie in the sky. We need power to control our lives.
Paul, it's a brilliant call. It's a brilliant call. We need power not for its own sake. We need to be comfortable with the idea and look around for chances to get it and wield it benevolently. Paul, thanks
so much.
You're
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Paul's call was brilliant. I learned so much, and I so value the smartest radio audience in Christendom. Appreciate you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise. since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't grow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body need most. For healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and your gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix into coffee, tea, or any drink. Completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Available only at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath. GetNativePath.com/Tom. THOM. Feel better. Look younger. Start your transformation today. Thanks to everybody who supports this show and who supports the people who support this show. All right. If everybody has like 30 seconds, we get it to everybody. If anybody goes long, we won't. Let's go to CJ first from Shreveport. You're on the air.
Hey. Okay, darn, I was going to say some more, but I'm going to be quick. Earlier, they were talking about global climate change, global warming, and, of course, the floods and stuff like that. But also, somebody was talking about, the Christian nationalists, the evangelicals, et cetera.
Sure. Yep.
I think I figured out why the leaders of the Christian nationalist movement are working with the industrialists to keep global warming going. They want it to happen. They do believe in it because it's prophesied in Revelation 16, verses 8 and 9. The fourth angel pours out his vial of God's wrath upon the sun, and power is given him to scorch men with fiery heat.
Yeah. CJ, I appreciate it. And one of the challenges, you're absolutely right. There are some fringe Christian sects who have too much purchase in too many areas that fall on the wrong side of the premillennialist versus the postmillennialist argument.
Yeah.
And they think that Jesus will come back after bad things rather than coming back after good things. The Christians who fought for abolition, who fought against slavery, who fought for women's suffrage, who fought for better health care and better public health, those folks believed that Jesus would come back after 1,000 years of peace and prosperity, and therefore good works mattered. There are now too many people, often rooted in the South, who had to justify their theology and align it with slavery and then with Jim Crow, who said, no, we don't have to do good works. All we have to do is wait for something really, really bad to happen, and then Christ will come back. That is one of the most important changes that has happened in American religious culture, that therefore has been the biggest change that happened in American political culture. And by the way, now that the IRS is saying that churches can do politics without taxes so that billionaires can funnel money into churches who proselytize messages that are against God but pro-billionaire, it's even worse. I got to go to Walter so everybody has a chance. Walter, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson. Hey, I just wanted to quickly say, you know, it's really sad what happened down there in Texas, but I really wish they had a weather alert radio like the Midland 120 or the WR-120, because if they had one, they probably would have got a signal and they would have been able to get out much quicker.
Yep. Yep. And weather alert radio. And I assume weather alert radio is not a private service that is subscription based.
No,
correct?
It comes from NOAA.
There you go.
It comes from NOAA.
There you go.
It comes from NOAA. The signals come from NOAA, and they're less than $50. Or they could even have got the emergency kit from Midland for less than $100.
Mm.
Less than $100.
Mm. All right, we're going to hear from Lynn. Lynn, who self-reported Trump supporter from Sheryl's Ford, North Carolina, I think. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Jeff. I hope this bunch you're doing well today.
Thanks.
And so I have a point I would like to make. You know, I think to come into America, you should do it legally. There's a lot of good people that's here that have done it legally for the last, who knows how many years. But just the 4th of July, there was a lot of them that finally was getting their citizenship, which was a big celebration for those people. I understand.
I think by the way, when my ancestors came in, I think when my ancestors came here, I don't know about yours, but I think when my ancestors came in, I don't think they needed a green card.
Okay, well, here's the whole problem. There is good with all the bad.
Yeah.
The problem is, when you come in, the bad people have to be deported. There has been people that have been killed, innocent people here in the United States.
So I hear you. So are you in favor? Are you in favor of all the immigration policy right now?
Not in all of it.
What are some of your concerns?
Like I said, I think there's people that's been here illegally for 20 years.
I'm saying Trump's crackdown on immigration. You think it's all good?
Here's my whole problem, Jeff. Just give me a second here.
The show's about to end. I need you to finish your point real quick.
When it comes to ICE and them covering your face, if you had a job that put your family in jeopardy, you would do the same thing.
There are teachers. There are teachers throughout the country.
Lynn,
so I hear that you think it's good. So you think it's good that they're hiding their face and doesn't concern you at all. There are people, there are police officers who put their lives at risk every day. There are members of the military who put their lives at risk every day. There are teachers who put their lives at risk every day, given the stupid gun laws in this country. There are people who put their lives at risk all over the place, firefighters, etc., and they show their faces. Lynn, from Mobile, Alabama, call in tomorrow. I want to say thanks to everybody for listening. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And with you, democracy is possible. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. We'll be tomorrow. We'll be with you tomorrow. What are 50 simple things we can do to save democracy? Let's start building a list. Maybe we can do a book. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-12.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration says mass deportation operations will continue, including for farm workers at U.S. businesses. President Trump earlier signaled he may provide an exemption for farm workers. Today, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins at a farmland security briefing says no one has amnesty when asked who will replace those critical jobs.
Ultimately, the answer on this is automation, also some reform within the current governing structure. And then also, when you think about, there are 34 million able-bodied adults in our Medicaid program. There are plenty of workers in America.
U.S. farm owners say the deportation of migrant farm workers will impact their bottom line and lead to higher food prices. Crews in Central Texas continuing searching for nearly two dozen still missing following flash floods on Friday. At least 104 now confirmed dead across five counties. Amazon kicked off its annual Prime Day deals, the annual event stretching over 4 days. Other retailers also offering their own discounts this week. This is ABC News.